quick overview of the technique. The truth is that all animals communicate with each other telepathically. That means the most effective way to communicate with animals is by using telepathy as well. But I don't speak dog, you might think. That's not a problem. Here's a general rule for any kind of psychic communication. Every being, people, animals, spirits, and so on, will choose your language to talk to you. For example, if you are a visual person, then they will choose to send you pictures, movies, and symbols. If you're an aural person, then you will hear a voice speaking to you in your language. This means if you'd like to communicate with an animal from a different country, you will still hear the voice in your language. If you're a more feeling person, you will receive emotions and physical sensations. This means when you communicate back to them, you will want to send feelings and emotions. In some cases, you will just receive a thought, and you will know for certain that this is what the animal wants to tell you. Characteristics. It's also important to understand the rules of the animal kingdom. Rule number one, aggressive behavior. Animals have no mean or evil intentions. They will react aggressive only for the following reasons: fear, stress, their owner's protection, territory, or pack order. Some animals express the above emotions more and some less. Rule number two, pack order. A pack order is the hierarchy within a group of animals. That also includes their owners. It's an ongoing process and is determined by age, gender, territory, and won battles. For example, if a younger dog meets an older dog, then the older dog is the leader. When a male and a female dog are eating, the male dog will eat first. If a dog visits another dog in its house or territory, then the hosting dog is the leader. Then there are the animals that challenge the hierarchy. The challenge can also involve the owner of the pet. It's important for the owner to reinforce the pack leader position. After battles between animals, the hierarchy could change, and a female dog could dominate over a male dog, and so on. Keeping these rules in mind, you will now be able to understand that some of the fights between pets are necessary, within limits. Telepathic communication with animals is not intended to humanize animals, even though the temptation is clearly there. It's intended to give you a greater understanding of how animals tick.